Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. There is something about summer that makes you want to refresh your home. And for many of us, that starts with the kitchen. It's where the morning coffee happens, where family life gathers, where friends always seem to end up. And after years of wear and tear, it might be time to give it the attention it deserves. So if you're thinking about a new kitchen, Tile Style is well worth a visit, because Tile Style doesn't just do tiles, they also design and supply beautiful kitchens, including the luxurious Porcelainosa kitchen collection. Think high quality, contemporary design, stunning finishes, clever storage, and a look that can completely transform your space. Their expert team can help you plan it all properly with advice and optional virtual design, so you can see how your new kitchen will come together before making any big decisions. And with Tile Style Summer Sale now on, offering exceptional value across the store, it's a brilliant time to start planning with tiles and finishes to perfectly complement your new kitchen. So if your summer plans include creating a kitchen that feels genuine special, start with Tile Style. Visit the Tile Style showroom in Ballymount to see full kitchen displays and finishes up close, or explore more at tilestyle.ie.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The new documentary, Inside America's Next Top Model on Netflix, has made us really rethink the reality TV show that many of us used to enjoy. Body shaming, dangerous stunts and humiliating challenges were all part of the show's huge success and public appeal at the time, but it really has not aged well. Joining me now is model Gina Turner, who featured on the show's 24th season, and Sarah Hartshorn, who appeared in season 9 of America's Next Top Model. And you're both so welcome to the programme. I just want to get your overall take. Maybe, Gina, we might start with you, because I feel this documentary series, it's a three-parter, was billed as a sort of a vanity project for Tyra Banks. You know, I was this model who'd suffered loads of rejection, and then I decided to do this project to get my revenge on the fashion industry, and look at how successful it has been. But the response to the documentary is quite the opposite, isn't it?
It definitely is. I think that a lot of us thought that it was going to be kind of a redemption piece for her in terms of saving face, and it turned out to be literally the opposite.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, to get your reaction, firstly, to the documentary, I mean, how did you think when you watched it? What did it make you feel?
Well, I was a little nervous in watching it, just because I had heard, you know, all the things you so accurately mentioned, just that maybe it was going to be a redemption piece, or maybe it was going to be sort of a fun piece of nostalgia that maybe overlooked a lot of the experiences that contestants had. But I was so pleasantly surprised, or not pleasantly surprised, but I was so glad to see that contestant stories were centered, and that, you know, contestants like Shandy were so incredibly brave in sharing her story and in being so vulnerable and so honest in such a heartbreaking way, to really show what happened, and a really more well-rounded version of what happened.
And Sarah, how do you measure the impact that the show had on your life?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it was certainly a life-changing experience, for better and for worse. You know, when I think about the show, I just so often come back to the idea that seemingly conflicting truths have to exist at the same time. And that's true both for me and, I think, when we look at the impact of the show, right? The show changed my life. It gave me opportunities I never would have had. And it introduced me to a job that I certainly never had considered. I'd never thought about being a model before. And then that was my job for many years. It also caused harm, and it was traumatic. And both of those things exist at once, both for me personally and my story, and I think for the story of the show at large and the cultural impact. You know, a lot of viewers really loved watching it and are now looking back and realizing that it actually shaped and harmed their relationship with their body and with food and with themselves.
Mm-hmm. And Gina, I watched back that moment, the head shaving moment, which so many people are talking about. I could barely look at the screen last night when I was watching it, because I don't know how you feel when you see it, but what I saw was a little girl being put through what looked like to me in the moment a humiliating and difficult and damaging experience.
Yeah, it definitely was extremely controversial, I think, to the public and also to myself. And when I watch it back now, I think, of course, I've grown and healed through so much of how that affected me. But even still to this day, watching it back, I get a little bit upset just because I know my truth within it and I know how it was projected to the audience. And it is so polar opposite of what how it was projected to the audience is so polar opposite to what my experience was in person. And yeah, I mean, I definitely see myself as, you know, such a young, naive person at the time and also so vulnerable in that space and so unprotected and supported in that moment. So it is, it's definitely really hard to watch
And
back.
just to explain to people who might know the full story, you have alopecia and you've had that since the age of 10. And
Yes, I was diagnosed at 10.
did the producers say to you that they were going to provide this new style of wig for you? Was that the sell at the time?
Yes, to me personally, I was actually told that my makeover was going to be a wig and it was a bait and switch situation. And the moment I sat down in a salon chair, they basically pulled out a razor and said, "Hey, we're not giving you that wig. We're actually going to shave your head," while a wig, said wig, sat on a mannequin right beside me. And I never got to get that wig.
Oh my God.
I mean, Sarah, knowing what you know about the program, that hardly surprises you because once you go in there, and it's the same with many of these reality programs, you sort of sign your rights away and you have to agree to allow yourself to be subjected to a lot of these things, don't you?
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, that is certainly the experience, and that is certainly, what happened is, yeah, we did sign these contracts and we did go in. I would argue that, you can't sign away your right to be abused. And I am not surprised at all. I am horrified to hear that that's what happened. I am not able to watch other cycles other than my own. I did, in researching my book, watch my own cycle and one afterwards, but I haven't watched a lot of the later cycles. And that's heartbreaking to hear, Gina. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I think that I kind of go through the same thing. I think once you personally experience it, when you go back and watch past cycles, of course, I was on the last one, but now when I go back and watch previous cycles, I see the treatment entirely differently just because I know what goes on behind the scenes. So it is really
Yeah,
hard.
same.
And Sarah,
Yeah.
what tell us about the NDA that the contestants had to sign. It was a whopper.
It was, and they wielded it with great abandon. We signed something that said we would not reveal anything that happened on the show, or we would be sued for $5 million. And it's, in some ways fairly standard for a lot of reality shows. I think what stands out to me is a lot of times the way they would threaten us with it, I think, was less than standard and was really abusive. Like, they would tell us, "You're not allowed to speak when cameras aren't on you." It's called being on ice. And if girls would break that rule and they would talk or they would say something repeatedly, or like I once accidentally revealed to production that, we'd done something wrong. Like I didn't mean to, but I accidentally said, or I accidentally revealed that we'd been doing something we weren't supposed to, and they would take away our iPods or take away our books. So we not only weren't allowed to speak when we were on ice, but we also had nothing to like distract us. So we would have to sit for hours with just nothing. And they also would use the contract. They'd be like, if you don't sit and be quiet, we'll sue you for $5 million. Or if you don't behave, or if you leave, or if you do anything you're not supposed to, we'll sue you for $5 million, which wasn't really necessarily accurate, and I'm not sure if that's necessarily how NDAs are supposed to work.
I mean, Gina, I could hear you agreeing to that, to Sarah's description of being on ice. What was your experience of that?
Yeah, from what I remember being told, it was that if there was no cameras, there was no talking whatsoever. And it was very aggressive. You know, of course, it's really hard when you're sitting on a tour bus for 3 hours waiting to go on set and there's, 15 girls in a van. Like, of course, we're giddy, we're hyper, we want to know what's going on. Of course, we're going to be chatty and some things are going to slip here and there or something funny is going to happen. And I do remember some funny things would happen. And, you kind of crack up a little bit when someone does something funny. And, when you're a kid and your sibling gets gets in trouble and you kind of laugh and you know you're not supposed to. It was kind of that treatment that we got from a lot of the production members around us. And there was definitely a lot of scolding and a lot of shaming around innocent moments like that. And it was very uncomfortable.
And do you, yeah. I mean, do you, Gina, regret taking part, or did it give you more than it took away?
You know, I don't necessarily regret taking part. I just wish, I guess, at this point that I knew as much as I know now. And I think that obviously the world is finding out now, you know, what we've gone through. But I guess I wish that I knew to the extent of what I know now after my experience, because I think I would have gone about it or approached it differently. I can't necessarily say that I would or wouldn't. I've been really conflicted on saying if I would or wouldn't participate in this experience now that I know this. Mm-hmm. But I think I guess I would just approach it differently. And I always, you know, one thing I learned from this is that they only know as much as you tell them. And I think I would have gone about it in terms of not giving them so much ammo and so much information and kind of bearing my soul to them, because they genuinely use that all against you.
But you weren't to know that. I mean, you were
exactly
not much more than a child, you know, trusting people who you thought had your best interests at heart.
Yeah. And you think going into an experience like that, you want to be your most authentic self. You want to be transparent. I didn't have anything to hide. So, of course, I went into it just bearing my soul. And that ended up being used against me in the long run. And I definitely didn't expect that. I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Yeah. And Sarah, I'm sure you didn't expect that you would have Twiggy, you know, who people know here as one of the original supermodels, Dame Leslie Lawson, saying things to you that were just, I mean, when we look back on them, they're so offensive and mean and unnecessarily cruel.
Yeah. Well, and I think it speaks to what is normalized when it comes to talking about not just women's bodies, but young girls' bodies. And also, you know, what she experienced in terms of people talking about her body. And when I think of, the things that she said to me, I just think like, man, what was said to her, you know, that seemed not just appropriate, but like, you know, like she was giving me advice, like what, you know, what shaped her. And I think, you know, people ask me a lot if I would do the show, and I don't believe in regret. I'm so glad, you know, for everything that's happened to me, because it's led me to where I am. I have an amazing daughter. I have a great life, you know, but would I recommend someone else go on the show? Would I recommend girls go on Cycle 25? Absolutely not. I think, I think we're seeing a lot of incidents where, you know, young teenage girls are really taken advantage of. And I really hope that we are, you know, seeing how vulnerable and how dangerous it can be. And I really hope we're making changes to protect girls in the future.
Was there, just talking about Twiggy and maybe her motivation, and you believe that maybe she had been hurt in her life and it was sort of repeating that cycle, but her saying things like, I'm very surprised that this is such a good photo because in person you're actually not very attractive. Is she being driven by production, by Tyra Banks, to be that person? Did you get a sense that these people are being told to play a role?
That's a great question. I think yes and no. I mean, you know, she was an adult and, you know, I think said that particular thing of her free will. You know, it seemed to me to be unprompted, but I do also think, you know, they created an environment where a bunch of adults were coming together to judge young girls' faces and bodies. So that environment certainly doesn't lend itself to like gentleness and kindness, you know. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You recover there for a moment, because I just want to ask Gina how you feel about Tyra Banks now.
Gosh, that's
complicated.
That's a loaded question. You know, there's still, I would be lying if I didn't say that there's still that little girl inside of me that really looked up to her and, you know, had all the aspirations of achieving the things that she did and seeing myself in her. And that part is definitely, it's still there. That is a core part of my upbringing and what got me to this experience. But after experiencing it firsthand, you know, I don't hate her. I think a lot of people expect that we're, you know, we have ill feelings about her and specific people. And I don't think, I think hate is like a very strong word. I think I don't appreciate the treatment, and I didn't expect that treatment from her. There was a lot of things said to me from her that were very offensive, that never hit screens. That is my final lasting memory of her, to be honest with you. So the way it started and how I viewed her at the beginning to the end has been a very interesting trajectory.
Okay. Well, I think it's so important that, you know, people like you, women like you in particular, are speaking out about what these experiences are like, because there's a whole new generation of young girls who might aspire to do something like this. And it's important that they know the full implications of what they're doing. Gina and Sarah, thank you so much for being with us, both former contestants from America's Next Top Model.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.